right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now...
And now...
Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
We're in New York, and Chad just found a keyboard in the corner.
Play that funky-ass beat you had going.
Oh, I Grandma's sitting in the corner with a penis in her hand going, no, no, no.
Oh, that's good shit, dude. Sounds like Sega Outrun.
It sounds like the first 80s Casio ever. It's such a Casio.
It's like Paperboy, like, the arcade version.
Sounds like the Prodigy.
Fucking Paperboy.
The Prodigy.
Alright, we're all in New York right now. It's me, Jess, Chad, Murray, and Nick Dompierre from Massachusetts. Pro skater. And I came up here because Jess and Chad here were mastering... at Master Disc, the new Viking skull, and then we're gonna do a radio show. And what? So Howie Weinberg is like the main man,
dude. He did everything. He did Clash, Combat Rock, Metallica, Black Album, Nirvana, Nevermind. Like every.
Wasn't I sitting Pantera in Kurt Cobain's seat when I was listening to the new mix?
Like, dude, he did every record that mattered, pretty much.
Those speakers. He did all our records. So
yeah, he did CKY. He did. Dude, what's the big one that you did, though?
This one. shit. Oh, fuck.
You did the Black Album, Metallica, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah, you did that.
How he did that one?
Yeah.
You hear the quality?
Notice the sonics.
Yeah,
in the,
it sounds totally better. I don't think anybody can top that, really.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up with Howie's like...
Come on, man.
What's up with that?
Don't matter. He's got money.
Yeah, but I want to know.
You know, my theory is that he doesn't want to fix his septum, deviated septum, because it might mess with his hearing. And he's so used to his hearing.
He's got, you know? He's got a lot to say. We should get him on the show.
I thought he was like really sick or something. Like
he was all sweat. First met him.
Yeah, he was all sweaty and stuff, and just like running all around. Just like, how you doing, man? Go and sit right there. That's where it sounds the best. I was just like, weird, dude.
It's sad because you know you'd think like he gets made fun of for that shit, but he makes lots of money. He's done every great fucking album out there.
Has he always been
like
that?
High and Dry, dude. Yeah. Pyromania.
Has he always been like that?
Probably.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think it's something he just figured out 2 days ago.
Does he know that he does it?
Probably.
You got him.
Jess is drinking Rust and AIDS.
I found Rust and AIDS in New York. I'm psyched. Yingling.
Of course they have Yingling in New York.
No, dude, they don't have it anywhere. It's hard as shit to find.
Maybe because they realized it's Rust and AIDS. Yo, so on the way up here, not only did I see a cop on the side of the road with a busted tire, and he's trying to fix it. He must have been so embarrassed to see it on the... Dude, the New Jersey Turnpike is like the main highway of like America, and he's sitting on the side of it as everybody's just like, cocksucker! Real fucking faggot!
Why didn't anybody stop and help him?
Who wants to help him?
No, he wouldn't help you.
His fat ass was bent over on the side just trying...
He was changing it by himself?
Yeah, with the wrench and shit, like, on the main... You know when in North Jersey when it says cars go this way and trucks and buses and cars go that way, it was like right there is where it was broken down. I was laughing my ass off. And then I stopped in Trenton to go do a skate trick. And
Trenton. I stopped in Trenton.
And then I decided...
That's not a good idea.
And I saw this crackhead. Dude, he was so annihilated on crack. He was just laughing to himself. He was like...
Wow!
Yeah. I was filming him. He had one white Nike on with no laces, and then he had one green Adidas with, like, yellow stripes. And, like, a Care Bears t-shirt, and he's like, wah! And I put a Jerky Boys track over him walking because he was walking so goofy, like just smoking the cigarette with like a tweaked ass Raekwon arm. And I put in that Jerky Boys Frank Alvin. It's like, Bam! Yo, my name is Curly G Cradle Rock. Yo, my shit is fresh. I got gold. I got Gumby, crazy Gumby gold. Remember that prank call?
Crazy, silly Gumby gold.
Yo, I get my girly girls and my pushy rap.
Bam!
Yo, bam!
Yo, come get your dick sucked.
Yo, bam! I can hang.
Remember that time we were skating at Love Park?
I dubbed it over him walking. It's hysterical.
Dude, we were skating at Love Park one time, and this guy, Ricky Iola, he's like a Philly legend skater.
I used to live down the street on South Street.
This crackhead comes up and sits right on the ledge that he's trying to do a trick on. And he's like, yo, man, I'm trying to do this trick, so if you can move, that'd be awesome, you know? And the guy's like, I ain't fucking moving nowhere, fucker. Like, and just giving him shit. So Ricky's like, are you sure you want to do this? And he's like, fuck you, man. And then Ricky just takes his head and, like, punts it with his knee so loud that you could just hear his skull just like, like, just because the guy wouldn't fucking move, you know? Yeah. Like, that guy doesn't give a shit.
It's crazy at Love, dude.
I know.
and Mayor Street, like, he's like, we don't need skateboarders here. Like, the skateboarders are what made the businessmen eating lunch there comfortable. They're like, if these 13-year-old kids could be skating with these bums all over the place, and obviously not too harsh. Now they put skate blocks on all the ledges and shit.
That's bullshit.
And now is all it smells like bum piss and shit. That's all that they did.
And there's crackheads and dudes coming down.
And no businessmen go there to eat lunch anymore because it smells like a fucking
doo doo skate.
Fucking lion's cage at the zoo, man.
It smells like a fucking lion piss. It smells like Mark Hanna's ferret piss living room.
That's Hannah's dog, dude.
Yeah. That dog is so mad.
He got it from the SPCA. He got this dog from the SPCA for free, and it's like 8 times over its normal weight, and it's just mean to everyone.
Didn't it get kicked by a mule or something on a farm? So ever since that day, it's just been angry at life.
Oh, dude, when Hannah's dog, Sarah, is eating food, if you walk in like a 4-foot radius of it while it's eating, it'll just turn around like...
Anywhere near
like it's like, you better not take my fucking food, motherfucker. Like, dude, it must have been just at the SPCA and all these bigger dogs just probably fucked his little ass up and ate all of his nice little chicken
kibbles and bits and shit. Speaking of that, dude, my cat was throwing up every goddamn day, and I'd be like, what the fuck's going on? And then I heard about that pet food bullshit. And they say that's the first thing. They start throwing up, and then they die from kidney failure.
Well, what kind of cat food was it?
Iams.
That's what it is!
Yeah.
And there's different kinds, too, but it's wet food.
But that was
dry.
The worst. The Iams was the worst.
So Iams,
There's no reason to feed your pet wet food, because they don't need it. Anyway, fucks their teeth up, and you can feed them dry food, and they get used to that. There's no, I gave
either
up
either way,
on
my cat was on the verge of death.
Dinners for your animals like that, dude. Just give them your own dinners.
It was really throwing
fancy
up.
Fancy feast.
Dude, every morning. And
your
like,
cat got ate rat poison.
I was like, what the fuck?
That's
is
what
going
it
on?
Is, dude.
I said you better take it to the vet. Cause
if she was older, then she'd probably die.
Yo, you know what I was thinking? Like, because my cats are on, like, MTV, like, if they died, can I be like, I made money off these cats, like, and now they're dead because of your fucking rat poison because
like
you didn't pay attention
on my
TV like,
show.
Could I make like a $1,000 lawsuit from the price of the cat to $1 million
in this country? Like, I can't film my show anymore because the cats are always in the foreground
when I'm
talking,
you would
and I don't have mouse
win.
Breath and trouble anymore. Trouble and mouse breath are gone. Now I can't get near a cat. I don't want to see a cat again. You've damaged me mentally.
You
and then you'd win a lawsuit.
What's the lamest cat pet name that you've heard from anybody that you know?
any kind of like...
Person names.
People name.
That's
like,
a new,
like,
that's a
there's
new
like
style,
a,
right?
A pit bull. It's like, oh, nice pit bull. What's his name? Paul. Fucking Paul.
Doug.
Doug.
That's Sarah Silverman's dog's name, yeah.
Doug.
Yeah. Doug.
He's on the show. He's more famous than your cats.
And
he has an intro.
Hannah's dog's name is Sarah.
Nick, what's going on, dude? You never say anything.
What's going on there, Nate?
He's thinking about his next trick.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. We're doing, like, developing, like, the architecture for the new
He's thinking about doing, like, a Switch 360.
Nick had to search for my watch for about 20 minutes. Dude, okay. Oh my God, dude. I have this Breitling Bentley watch with diamonds all around it. It was $40,000 that Missy got me for Christmas. And I took it off so Nick could film me do the skate trick in Trenton. And I threw it in the back seat. And then when I was in New York, I looked and I was like, whoa, shit, that shit must have fell underneath the seat or whatever. We're peeling the fucking seat, basically ripping it up. I'm pushing all the seats forward and I'm looking all over the place. I'm like, there's no fucking way that I could have opened up the door and it would have dropped without me seeing it or hearing it. That heavy.
What'd you
ass
find
watch
under your seats anyway?
When you just were like looking. CDs dollar and shit. What was in there?
Found a dollar under the seat.
Oh yeah, you found a buck.
And
I ate one of the Starburst, dude. It was from like 1979. It was all crusty and shit.
Yeah, it's like a 2004.
So, and the only thing that I did, we stopped at Subway, and I went in with the car unlocked for 1 minute. I'm like, there's no way that somebody would have opened up this car door and took this watch without taking the camera right next to it. Because I had the Sony VX2000 right next to it. Yeah. And I'm like, there's no way that a robber would not take both. Like, well, I'll take the watch, but I'll feel bad if I take the camera. Yeah. Like, if you're stealing a watch, you're not going to feel bad if you took the camera. And it's not like it's too heavy or anything. Like, oh, God, you found a Yamaha keyboard.
We used to have that exact keyboard.
Yeah,
remember that shit?
Good.
We used to have that.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
You we got it for like beats on that.
It sounds like Andrew WK. Like, I want fun.
Andrew WK.
I want fun.
You want fun, and you better believe it. Say, we want. Cause you better believe
that's a terrible, terrible song.
And Andrew WK Party Hard, that album do pretty well, and then the next one, The Wolf, did
I don't
well
know, you were in his video,
yeah,
you tell me.
They both didn't.
Jackass made me be in the video.
Yeah. You had to act like you were into it.
It's all he wore was stinky jeans and high top Reeboks and
like
a dirty
nice guy,
white
though
shirt. Oh, he was cool.
Yeah, he seemed like a nice guy. It's just Island Records, you know?
Yeah.
Problem with that one.
Well, we have a reason.
Oh shit!
To be mad.
Hold on, Deco's calling.
Good.
Yo, Deke.
Hey, buddy.
Yo, I was trying to call you to tell you that I was in New York. You're not at my house, are you?
Seth told me, but I'm going to your house anyway. Oh shit! I'm going to your house anyway.
What do you got to do at my house?
I'm stealing all your stuff.
Yeah, I was trying to call you, but it was going right to voicemail, and then it rang one time, but I was trying to tell you to...
Okay, I've been getting so many fucking outfits and getting Dave suited up for his talks, and fuck.
Hey, you're on the radio, if you didn't know.
Yeah. I'm going to your house to get, I'm taking all the props I bought so far over to Seth.
Okay.
Great. Sweetheart.
So, I'll be back home in about 3 hours or so.
Yeah, what's up with that? Are you guys filming the movie finally?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Deco's going to get all the clothes for us because we're starting our new movie.
Next week?
Yeah. Are you with Novak?
No, he's in rehab from heroin.
He died?
No, he didn't fucking die. He's in rehab trying to not do heroin to die. He would die if he kept doing it. The idiot started shooting it again. His girlfriend found all these burnt spoons in his bag, and he's like, "Babe, I was cooking spaghetti." And, well, what are these yellow pills then? Okay, babe, it's cocaine. I never since heard of cocaine coming from yellow pills. And then she called his buddy Scott. He was like, "Yep, Sarah."
When do you cook spaghetti on a spoon?
Just lame excuse.
Small doses, yeah, dude. That's, you know.
All right,
diet.
Deco, I'll talk
fed
to you either tonight or tomorrow. You there, Scott?
I was heating right up cough wait syrup.
Yeah, and you know what the sad thing is? He probably said something like that, hoping that it would work.
I was heating up cough syrup.
Well, why did you have cough syrup?
Because I was coughing from all the cigarettes.
Well, where's the cough medicine then?
I drank it all.
Yeah. You drank a whole bottle in 1 hour?
I actually threw it away because I didn't need it no more.
I remember when he was staying at our old house, like, I had this shelf with all these volume 2s on it, right? And every day, it'd be like, What are on them CDs? I'm like, oh, I just sell them, like, you know, to Amazon and a couple websites and stuff. And he's just like, how much you get for them? Like, like asking me all these questions, like, is it popular? Like, can you sell it for a lot? I'm like, yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, and then, like, it dawned on me, like, he's just trying to, like...
Did he take any?
Probably, dude.
You think so?
Like, the next day, I moved them all to, like, this place that he couldn't get to. But
where's he going
to
sell them?
Dude.
If he gets them anyway?
He'll just take it to a used CD store for heroin money.
What, $1 a disc?
I guess.
Back when we were filming Haggard, I fucked my arm up, and I got Percocets from the doctor that I didn't really care about too much, but I knew that there was 12 in there, and I put them in the cabinet. And the next day, when I was with Jen, she was just like, why is there 13 in here when it says that you only got 12? And then we looked closely, and it was just... Novak went to the store and found pills that looked just like them but weren't them, and he put them in there so he could have all
and
the 12
Percocets.
And
that is a true fucking drug.
They were like,
but he didn't pay attention. He put in 13 rather than 12.
He is fucked up, dude.
And he got caught so fair and square, and then, like, he always, like, lies, then digs a bigger hole lying, and then he lies one more time, and then he just has to admit everything. Because, yeah. Dude, like, admitting it, is all you really have to do. I'm not. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. If you want to take all the Percocets, like, just admit it.
Just tell me.
I don't like my friends lying. I care about the lies. I don't care about what you're doing. If you want to do that to yourself, then go ahead and do it. I'm not cool with it. But, like, I'd rather know that.
I'm not gonna give you a spanking.
You know, like, if Novak came the next day and was just like, yo, Bam, I stole all these skateboards, and then I felt bad when I was halfway down to Baltimore, so I turned around to give them back, I'd be like, thanks for the brutal honesty, dude.
Yeah,
like, you gave me my skateboards back. Like,
I have more respect for you for admitting it.
Yeah, like, if you got all scared and, like, buried them in the woods and shit, like, what am I going to do? It's like, dude, I already know that you took them. Like, but I didn't take them, man. Like, if he was just like, here they are, here's your fucking boards back. I was trying to sell them, but then I had a moment of clarity, and then I felt pain.
Thank
you. All right, yo,
no
you
sound
know
effects tonight.
I seriously get probably 10 to 20 brand new CDs every week from just fans bumping into me and say, here, go and hear this.
Yeah.
And I usually listen to the first track and decide whether I'm going to throw it out the window
Jersey
or not.
Jersey metal or something.
But I actually, the chef came up in New York and gave me the CD, and it said Trouble Andrew on it, and it was like a Thrasher magazine cover. I'm like, do you skate? He's like, yeah, I skate. He's like, you could listen to it. You could throw it away or whatever. I don't know. But I actually fucking listened to it. And it's fucking sick. It's not even, like, my rock and roll style, but, like, what he's doing is good. So let's take a listen. This is called Chase Money, and it's called Trouble Andrew. You can check it out on MySpace. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Everybody's staring, staring the place. son.
What's up? I'm April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
This is Bam Bam, New York City.
Yeah, yeah.
New York City.
Dude, wasn't the quality good?
Yeah, it's good.
He gave it to me on like a blank disc. I'm just like, oh, man, you know. Like,
see, that's tricky. When kids give me blank discs, I'm just sitting there like, you know, if they didn't.
Like I need the dope artwork.
Yeah.
I need to see that you're serious about your music and you know it's like a nice cover with like
if somebody hands me a blank disc I'm just like
sounds like they were jamming with their friends and with a four track in their fucking basement. It's like this is a waste of my fucking time.
But if they got like a
even if it was good riffs, it sounds like shit. So fuck it. Like what am I gonna do with it?
But sometimes you do get good shit.
Gigi used to do records on like those micro cassette recorders. You just sit there like in band practice where they just found the dudes
but
and
the
just sing right into it.
The difference between a bunch of 14-year-old kids with a four track in their basement and Gigi Allen is he would shove the microphone up his ass and then make a shit mustache and then sing his song.
you can hear it in the music actually.
Yeah. I'm affected with AIDS. I fuck every day. I kill everything I fuck.
Jesus.
And he really had AIDS.
Chad, are we doing that tribute record?
I'm affected with AIDS.
I don't know. I should call Merle. I'll call him now.
I kill everything I fuck.
I think me and Chad are going to cover that for a Gigi tribute album.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I wouldn't go covering that. That fucking cocksucking asshole from Conshohocken will come asking for
Let me call Merle now.
That guy fucking sucks.
Sam, I'm going to call Merle. You want to talk about this on the air?
Do you really want to?
Yeah, it's fucking Merle Allen. What do you think? He can't stand up for himself?
Yeah, but all that's going to happen is I'm going to say that.
Well,
I tried to help out your band, and here I am paying $50,000 because I used a song in Haggard in the background.
Okay, be careful. Yeah. You know who his fans are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what do I? Why do I want to argue with Merle Allen right now? It happened in 2000. It's 2007.
You're arguing
now.
With me about
I'm
it.
I'm over well, it. Fuck I'm just mentioning it.
You held it against me for fucking
years. Let's people.
I didn't hold it against you.
All I did was fucking.
I just thought it was rad. I threw it in CKY. And next thing you know, I have some cocksucker banging down my door being like, I want $50,000 over this. I don't think we should call him.
Merle
unless you want to say what's up to him.
Merle played at a CKY concert at Irving Plaza in New York, and Phil goes up to him and he's like, Merle, what's this fucking guy who's asking for all this money?
I think if we're talking about him. It's
and Merle just says to Phil, like, yeah, he's some asshole. Like, my brother used to just sell his music to people. Fuck that guy. And Phil's like, well, all right, well, you don't like him either? He's like, all right, well, dude, you know, whatever. I'll give you the money. I don't have to give that asshole any money. He doesn't have to know about it. So then the next day, the guy calls up all mad. Like, apparently Merle went to the guy like, yo, guess what Phil tried to do? Cut you out. Like he ratted him out. So, like,
so
Phil got in trouble from the guy. He called him all mad. And Phil's just like, dude, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Are you calling him?
Yeah.
I don't want... Just say hi. I don't care about it. It's so long ago. It's like,
what?
It's
you want to know if Merle got a payoff on it?
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. It's
well,
so.
Don't
over.
Blame it on them.
I'm not.
The Allen residents, leave a message for Merle. For murder junkies.
Merle, it's Chad. Bam, saying some shit.
Shut up.
All right, call me back later.
What a dickhead.
Bam, saying some shit. Call
no,
me
he's
back.
Gonna find out.
But the thing is, I'm not mad at Merle or anybody else. I'm mad at the cocksucker who owns the music who's being a dick about it. Like I'm trying to promote it and have people go out and buy it and using it as a bonus feature in Haggard.
Dude, like so
and
many
like
kids.
He's coming up mad at me like, you fucking asshole using my song. It's like, whoa, who are you? I'm some dude from Conshohocken.
Right. He's just not.
I'm not mad.
But, that's why he's still in Conshohocken.
But I'm going to think twice when I start singing Gigi Allen songs when I'm walking down the fucking street and then somebody uses it. You know?
Should always think twice if you're fucking singing Gigi Allen songs walking down the fucking street.
What's like the Jesus most proper Gigi Allen song? Wait, didn't he do a country album?
Dude, Fuck Authority is like a good country
version. Mary, I'll rip that fucking clit.
How's that one go? How's the tune of the words go?
Virgin Mary, I'll rip that fucking clip. Jesus Christ was a son of a bitch. I am like, the highest power of the leader of the pack.
I'm the highest power, the leader of the pack.
Yeah.
If there was ever a hell, he's in it. Didn't he get buried with, like, a bottle of vodka in his diaper or something?
Porno.
Yeah, his funeral was, like, seriously fucked up. Like, people were putting pills in and everything down him, you know, as a party. And, yeah.
Is that, like, allowed?
I don't know, man. It's probably, you know, I have a T-shirt with Merle holding Gigi's dick up.
Yeah. In the coffin.
And,
I saw that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But I mean, like,
they sold that shit on tour and he just reprinted it.
Doesn't, like, a funeral company have to handle that or something? How do you tell the funeral?
Like, Bam, if you died, I don't think Jesse would hold your cock in a photo for a t-shirt.
Bam wants to be buried with a diaper on with a bottle of Jack Daniels in it, and he wants people to throw pills down his throat and play with his dick.
Tell him the mortician, like, look, I'm going to dump a bottle of Crown Royal on his head. Is that okay?
Like, if that's in your will, isn't that what you wished for?
You can look that up and read about the funeral. On the internet, yeah. G. Jones' funeral. But
who, like, he's when I die, just fucking fuck with my dick and throw pills at me. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm dead. What do I care? That's really what he asked.
Try and jerk off my rigor mortis cock.
I pissed
that's
on
probably
his
one
grave.
Of his songs.
Yeah.
I pissed on his grave in respect, and like you know, I was like, you know, serious.
It
about
was respectful.
It was very
piss.
Respectful for me, actually.
There's a lot of respect
I've never
in that
piss. There was. A ton of respect.
That was the most respectful piss in America.
A bottle of Jim Beam. Deep respect.
Yeah, it was full Jim.
And then we had to probably re-drink
it and get totally
Yeah, what's up, GG? Take my CKY piss, my sweet sounds of CKY all over this granite grave.
Then we played a show in Boston.
Sweet sounds of CKY all over this granite grave.
Chad was so loaded at that show that he kept walking, like, you know that space where the security guards stand between the barricade and the stage? He kept walking. Like, he thought there was more stage, and he missed, and then nailed his head on the back. Like, he was so drunk, he thought the stage was longer than it really was.
Oh, man, I saw there's these ESPN awards, and there's this rap group that was, like, hot at the time playing, but, like, there was a fat rapper in the group. He wasn't paying attention, and he was in the middle of saying how much of, like, a tough motherfucker he was, and he fell off the stage and just ate fuck, and it was, like, unrecoupable, dude. He couldn't get up and play that off. Like, it was like, I'm the main motherfucker, and I'll kick your ass. He's like, oh! And then he just fell off.
Well, the right motherfucker can pull it off, dude. I mean, that's the trick. You put on a good stage show, you gotta know how to fucking pull off any goddamn awkward weirdness.
Yeah.
You know, the worst thing about a fucking show is if the band makes you uncomfortable or, like...
Yeah.
Uneasy and you're in the audience, like, that's fucking shitty to see a show and you're fucking...
Dude, I saw
like, I mean, you could pull it off, though. I mean, you could laugh about it or whatever, like, CKY could pull it off, Jimmy Pop could pull it off, but, like, picture being, like...
Nickelback.
Like, no, or that.
Oh, yeah,
but
the rocks
picture
on the
being, like, Mick Jagger making his fucking moves, like...
Yeah,
like,
if you fall on your ass...
I'll be the beast of... Oh, shit!
Bam, if you saw it, Bam was just doing Mick Jagger. Not actually doing Mick Jagger.
Like, wiggling.
But, yeah, wiggling.
Like, wiggling like Mick Jagger. I'll be the beast... my serpentine!
Yo, if anybody, dude, wants to see the best fall, like, on YouTube, if you type in Carmen Electra fall...
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah.
And then the other bitch falls trying to help her. Carmen Electra just fell, and then she runs out with her high-ass heels and twists her fucking ankle.
It was like a full-on fashion show, dude. It was like a Versace fashion show.
That was hysterical.
And she's, like, walking on the runway, and she's like, just eats so much.
I'd rather she gave Navarro fall.
Yeah, it was on the catwalk, dude, and she ate shit. And then the bitch trying to help her up fell on her ass, too. Like, there must have just been a slippery spot on
the
floor.
Dude, falls are hysterical.
And, dude, she just, like, she caught so much air, dude. Like,
yeah, wasn't she on the Sibian over at the Stern Show?
Yeah, I think so.
That's awesome.
Who was?
They talked Carmen Electra into it.
She did it?
Yeah, yeah, dude. He said, like, Cameron Diaz was on this. You should, like, she's like, oh.
Wait, all he did the whole time she was there was bash Dave Navarro and say how much of an asshole he is and how she should divorce him, which she did recently. And then she got on the Sibian.
Oh, my God. What a class act.
Like, dude, just imagine, like, getting on a radio show, and all they're talking about is like, man, your husband sucks.
What a classy
But he does, though.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, I'd really
He's
rather see
Chad
him
He's the gay Chad Ginsburg. If Chad was gay, it would be Dave Navarro. Take a look at him. Same beard, but Dave's is prettier, and he wears, like, nice eye makeup.
Dave Navarro trims his beard all
and
nice
his tattoo.
And shit.
He, Don't you hate people with dual tattoos on both sides? Like, a star here and a star there, and then, like, a perfect tattoo on your rib, and then the same one over here. Like, everything's so, like...
All symmetrical.
Symmetrical.
Yeah. I notice, man. People have to show me their tattoos, or I don't... fucking see him at all. It just looks like a blur to me, like a football game. Like, I don't see a fucking thing. I don't know if I'm supposed to look in the corner of the screen. Like, I don't know.
Dude, the only reason why I get tattoos just for, like, pure memories. Like, I was laughing so bad about having Steve-O say shitfuck. I'm like, the opposite is bookworm, and I have it on my fucking...
How is the opposite bookworm?
Well, it's just, like, so much more tame. Like, you figure me trying to one-up him, like, okay, you got shitfuck? Well, I'm gonna get... fuck cunt. That's gnarlier. Like, no, the gnarlier is fucking bookworm. It's like the most opposite of
threatening.
Shit fuck. Yeah, it's like the most non-threatening thing ever. Like, and people must see, like, damn, that dude must not give a fuck, man. He's got fucking knuckle tattoos. What does it say, man? It says, bookworm. Bookworm? Like, bookworm?
Yo, like, you're gonna get knocked out by a bookworm.
Nothing like a good book.
Yeah, man, see your bookworm? Yeah, man, there ain't nothing like a fucking good book, man.
See these guns? I read books with them, motherfucker.
I just like to go to the park on a random Sunday, put out a blanket, and just read a nice-ass book and have a picnic with myself.
Murray, I thought you were getting me a beer. Bam, do you got any more Guinness over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah, hang on.
I got Ding Ding Lager.
Lulu Ding Ding?
Rustinade.
Rustinade, I hate that shit.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
The beer.
I'll drink it if that's all there is. Yeah. I mean, I don't hate it all that much, but, you know.
What, Guinness?
Yeah, you bought it. No, I didn't buy that crap. I bought a...
Guinness?
No. I thought you meant Yingling.
Oh. Yeah. Jesse should be sponsored by that shit.
So
yeah, we should do the Yingling.
I'm gonna play a song, a band from England called The Thieves.
What? And, The Hives?
No, The Thieves.
Are they on your label?
They could be soon.
The Knives?
We've still been talking, but Glom has been talking to him a lot. And
probably.
It's a good acoustic song. It's the only acoustic song on the album, but it's fucking rad.
When can we play the new Vikings Skull? Not this week, huh?
Let's play it next week.
All right.
Next week, new Vikings Skull.
New Vikings really Skull, cool, man. Mastered.
We'll play a song with a guest appearance by Chad and Fireball Jim.
That's the best one, I think.
Yeah, I love that track.
Well, right now, let's hear The Thieves. It's Radio Bam, New York City, 28 Fashion.
Smile, I'm in the wild. In fact, I'm lost. A widow's smile. It don't mean a thing when a lie bought you everything. And give me the time I need. Give me the smile I bleed. Give me the hope I bleed. Make me real. And give me a twist of time. Give me the family. Bring me back, make me real. Fame turned me to gray. Cut my hair. Walk me away. In my head there is a man, and with his mouth he burns me down. What did I pay to lose? How did I get so bruised? Self-infliction washing over me. Why do I falter now? Why can't I work this out? I burn every bridge that ever stood over me. time, and it leads to the line. Have I lost my own mind? Can I turn this back? Will you leave this track? Will you give me my own mind? Colors fade.
Kids, strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Band on Sirius 28 Faction.
Yo, Chad, remember when you told me that I was parked in a tow-away zone and I should move the Range Rover?
Absolutely.
When I was going down there, the car in front of or behind me was actually getting towed. It was like a nice-ass black Mercedes with black rims, just like the one that I have.
Yeah.
And the guy had a... It was like this Ethiopian dude who looks like he shouldn't even be towing cars in the first place. He put a hook on the front tire, like on the back side of the rim, and just ripped the car right out of its parallel parking spot.
Oh, I seen him fucking
like totally just right. Skidded the wheels. Like it looked like the tires could have got like ripped out of the fucking rim.
That was fucked.
And you know what?
You were at one car.
Your car will probably be fucked out of alignment when you get it back, and you could complain. You could be like, dude, you fucked my alignment up.
Car shouldn't have been there.
Yeah. You know, like, and you know what? They're kind of right, I guess.
Yeah, they're right. Dude.
You know, like, they fucked your car up royally. It's probably going to cost $2,000 to $4,000 to fix the alignment from them ripping your tire out from a hook.
New York City is only fun if you don't have a car.
No, you know what? I bet you those tow truck dudes and parking meter bitches, they probably get off on that shit, like... Put that fucking tow truck down! I was parked here for 5 minutes! Like, tell that to the fucking tow truck joint, dude. I'm just doing my job. Yeah. Fuck your job! I'll give you $50! I don't want $50. Like, I want to tow this car to where it needs to get towed to. Like, you motherfucker! You know,
they all
probably
have...
enjoy seeing some businessman, kicking, like, the side of the wall, like, out of frustration. It's like, I don't give a fuck about the wall. Kick my tow truck. I don't even give a fuck about the tow truck. You can kick that.
They had shitty lives, and that's their revenge.
Yeah, it is. It seriously is. Just like when I was in Trenton trying to skate trick.
Everybody's got
a
price.
And there's a cop, like, directing traffic. He didn't need to come fuck with me. But he's a bitter fucking cop who hates his entire life.
Probably just
his wife
to meet
is probably
you,
banging somebody out. No. Right, he was an old dude who didn't know. And he's just like, car's gotta go. It's like, I'm not harming anybody, and I'm right next to it skating this ledge. Yeah. And this ledge doesn't belong to you, so what do you care? You know, and he's just like, car's gotta go right now. It's like, but it's not harming it. It's not in anybody's way. It's not obstructing traffic. Yeah. I'm not causing a traffic jam. It's just simply in a spot that and I'm here, so I can move it at any given time. Like, get your fucking car. You know, it's just like, you hate your life, and you're being a dick. You're just causing problems just to cause them.
There's three
That's
dudes.
Why I was gonna be a cop because I was so angry. Dude.
There's three dudes that I know
at Pizza Hut
that went to high school with us that became cops, and all three of them were the fucking dudes that got fucked with so hard, and they're just so mad.
It really is what it is.
Now, did I change my mind about cops when I met Ed Hanna?
Yeah, he's a cool one.
Mark's brother.
He's actually one of the cool cops.
Well, I mean, there's a few that just don't know what to do, and they're like, shit, I guess I'll be a cop or whatever. But, like, most cops are straight up just like...
Revenge.
The ones in ninth grade when the top shit basketball fuck was like, yo, kid, tie my shoe right now. Like, but I don't want to tie it or gonna get your ass kicked or I'll put you in the fucking locker. And then, you know? And then they're like, I'm gonna become a police officer and then I'm gonna arrest that guy later on down the road.
I'm gonna pull him over.
I wanted to be a cop in third grade.
That they do so bad.
Yeah.
I drew pictures of me dressed up as a cop shooting people, though. That's what I wanted out of it.
And I'm telling you that there's nothing more than what a cop likes.
Shoot people.
Is a cop loves
a lot of cops
you getting
cops.
Mad.
Yeah.
They love, like, if you went through a sort of yellow light and it almost turned red and they gave you a ticket, and you're like,
thought it was yellow. Like, you know, and then they'll give you like a $300 fucking bucks. Dude, they love it. They love it. I love it just talking about it right now.
They play that one clip of that old man freaking out.
And you know
what?
I bet you that officer was probably happier than a pig and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to that guy freak out. $100? Yeah. No, yeah. This is bullshit. You know, dude, if I was a cop, I'd be like, you know what?
This is the best entertainment.
I don't like how you're talking to me, so I'm going to make that $130. Like, is all that's going to happen is you're going to wind up in court with the guy, and he's going to be arguing to the judge, who's probably going to fuck that one up, too, and the judge is going to find it amusing and then make it $300. Like, there's no winning in it.
Yourself deeper.
And the more time you spend in the courtroom is the more time you could have been working. Making money to pay that ticket off and just shutting your fucking mouth.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And just like...
For real.
For instance, I my Sony VX2000 is sitting in the back of the Range Rover right now, and I just paid the park.
Dumb idea.
You know, like... That,
why?
The
why would you do that?
Well, I hit it, kind of, but I mean... Suppose the driver who was parking the car took it. It's my word against
did
his.
Did you
like,
just say where you parked it, too?
No, I didn't. No. But, yo, I'm saying, like... Yo, you took my fucking camera because I know for a fact that I put it there, and I put a fucking a t-shirt over it so you wouldn't. I didn't see any camera. Yeah, there was a camera in here, and you were the driver. Where the fuck is it? Where's your camera? Like, it's seriously your word against his.
Yeah,
it's like, is it worth coming to New York and spending 5 days trying to defend yourself to prove that this fuckass took your $5,000 camera?
Nothing the goddamn camera's worth.
Like, you could go do 5 kickflips and make that back rather than spending the whole time arguing with some asshole.
Yeah. No sound effects tonight.
Amorphous playing.
Wait, what's Weinstein's noise again?
Yeah. That's not
Weinstein.
We'll go with that. Oh, come on.
Hey, sit right there. That's where it sounds like.
He's changed the.
Bullshit, that dude.
Yeah, you were listening to the Viking Skull Mixes come out of the same speakers of the Sweet Sounds of CKY all the way to Metallica's Master of Puppets, Def Leppard,
Nirvana, Nevermind,
Clash, Combat Rock.
Yeah. He did everything.
Same exact speakers.
Pantera.
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, is that what you feel?
New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block.
Jess.
Well, I mean, he's no Jeff Tremaine.
Remember when we were younger and we didn't have any money because Phil was a baker and Ape was a hairdresser and Phil wouldn't let anything go to waste? So there was this half-drunken gallon of V8 that was literally expired, like, no kidding, 5 months. And he couldn't just throw it away. He just drank it because he couldn't let money go to waste.
He does that now.
He got so sick with diarrhea, and Phil never barfed, and he was barfing. Yeah. I'm like, that's what you get, Phil. That's what you get for not just throwing it the fuck away. Like, he thinks that, like...
He's immune to
it. He thinks that if you're stuffed off of a foot-long cheesesteak, if you throw those last 5 bites away, then you're wasting money. Like, no, it's making you fatter. That's all that's doing. Like,
but... You know,
like, Phil has to eat it to get his money's worth.
You know,
like,
when,
and he's
when,
still like that.
Yeah.
He's still like that.
So he's just. So you're saying
if food expires, he doesn't believe it applies to him. He thinks like, oh, I won't get sick.
Or if it expires, then he'll have to eat more than, like, well, fuck, if there's 10 slices of cheese, I was only planning on having 3, but it's expiring tomorrow, so technically I have to eat all of it. I mean, you can't let it go to waste. I mean, I bought it fair and square. You know what I mean?
He's a healthy boy.
Yeah.
And the cheese is square, actually.
You know, Phil,
too,
so Phil.
It's fair and square.
Phil tried to explain to me like 10 years ago or 20 years ago, whatever the fuck it was, but he's like, if you eat a pound of food, then you gain a pound. That's what he tried to say. He's like, dude, if you eat like a cheeseburger that weighs a pound, then you
he's dead serious. Like,
I mean,
I guess for the brief amount
of time that it's digesting, yeah.
No, but I think he's starting to figure it out now. I know he's like 45 or something. But
he's like 49 or something.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he's starting to kind of realize that. Like, he would hold up a cake and then a potato. He'd be like,
the potato weighs more than the cake. So, so technically, the cake is the better thing to eat. It's like, but Phil, the fattening cake stays in your body, and you gain all this flubber and shit. Like, the potato, you just shit right out, Phil. You know, like,
no. The cake's lighter.
Like, that was Phil logic.
Yeah.
That was truly Phil logic. Like, he had no idea about, like... If he went to GNC, General Nutrition
Center, was he fucking with us, or
he wouldn't
was he
know
serious?
What the fuck to do. If we just placed Phil in the GNC in the mall, he'd just be, what the hell is this place? Like, well, this
I'd
is,
eat feathers if I was Phil, dude.
Well, Phil, this is fish oil, this is potassium, yeah. This is iron. Well, why the hell would anybody eat iron?
Do you think he was just fucking with us, or
no,
do you think he was
no.
dead serious?
He's dead serious. I don't know. He's from Linwood, Pennsylvania.
I wouldn't know shit about GNC either, dude. I don't know fuck about it.
Well, I started to learn because, like, when my legs cramp up when I'm trying to skate, like, for one, you're dehydrated. You need to have some potassium. You need to have some fish oil to,
Nick,
like, loosen your bones
Nick,
up.
Do you do all this, or is this just him being old?
I don't know fish oil, but I do
know
fish oil.
Do you know what fish oil is, though?
What do you take to skate so fucking good?
Shit, dude.
You take shit? That's so fucking weird.
He injects shit.
G.G. Allen should have skated, man.
He takes G.G. Allen shit from New Hampshire and then injects it into his veins.
Yeah. See, Bam is 27, but in skate years, that's like 49.
Cossack skated as G.G. Allen.
How old's Nick?
How are you, 20?
20, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Don't tell Kill there's that, because I just took you.
That's perfect.
No, but he doesn't drink.
20 is perfect,
which is
age.
a main thing, dude. Like,
yeah,
it's a main thing. Yeah,
it totally is. And it's not like the booze is what fucks you with you. It just occupies so much time of people's lives. Like, as soon as the sun goes down, it's time to hit up the bar. then you go to bed at 2 a.m. and then you're hung over when you wake up at noon. And then at that point, you have 2 hours of daylight left and you're fucked.
But when's that start and who for?
It's not really the booze's problem. It's just the fact of it occupies up a lot of skaters' time.
Yeah. Skaters' time. No, every straight edge dude that I ever met, I used to skate with some when I was like doing killer. I boneless like a motherfucker.
Boneless.
I am.
It was back
best
in the
boneless. I can break dance and boneless at the same time.
You put on animal
Could
chin.
You do a break dance
a
invert.
I was trying to work on some new tricks that involve breaking and skating at the same time, blended together.
Breaking and
what do you think of that, Nick? It's not cool, is it?
Do you do bonelesses, Nick?
What if I did the worm down Bam's ramp? Would that be cool? Is that a cool trick?
What's the worm?
It's me doing the worm, dude.
You don't know what the worm is?
You don't know what the worm is? Yeah. John Udell did it at my bar mitzvah.
What is that?
It's like doing that same...
Me skating.
You lay down on the ground, like, flop around.
And you're like, yeah,
kind of move forward.
I got you.
The worm?
It's pretty cool.
Me skating with Nick is like this. I'll be like, fucking A, man, I want to no slide that ledge over there and maybe come out as a shove it. And they'd be like, yeah, that's sweet. Yeah, I want to nose grind that 15 stair rail switch. I'll film that.
Yeah, I'll film it.
That's what you said. You said Nick has the most guts out of most skaters today.
Well, I go and look at this rail. I'm like, see, I don't even like to think, like, approaching it. I have to, like, mentally prepare myself. He's like, just don't think. Just.
That's
do it.
That's
just
why he's quiet. He's fucking insane, right?
Like, he'll just grab it. Like, and it's kind of true. The more you think about it and eye it up and, like, think about everything that could go wrong, just shut up and think about everything that could go right and just shut up and do it.
Yeah,
you got to commit, man.
Nick's banging out Missy's sister, isn't he? You were talking to her the other
night. No, he likes her.
Mary, what's wrong with you?
He likes her.
Yeah.
What does that make her? Your sister-in-law. Slap your fucking room.
He likes her. He's trying to get her to cook her a salmon dinner.
That's not how you get inbred.
So if she cooks you salmon dinner before you leave, then you know that she must like you.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You're going to get her to cook your salmon dinner.
Who's cooking salmon dinners? Jessica?
She said she'd cook it up.
Oh, yeah? She's trying to get rid of the smell of fish for some reason.
And what about you?
Blend it in or something, isn't she? I don't know what that's about.
What
make
about
the house
you,
smell like fish first. Huh?
Here's Murray. Totally quiet when he shows up, and then we say that he should hit on Krista because his boyfriend sucks. Her boyfriend sucks, and she wants to go.
Yo, Krista.
then he gets his buzz on, and then he's doing good. He's like, "Yo, babe, yeah." I'm like,
buzz,
"Cool,
though.
That's good." No, then he starts downing shots. Then he starts barfing in the corner. Like, fuck you, bitch! It's all about the happy medium of drinking,
There's
dude.
There's no happy medium.
I watched you.
I've
do
seen
that
movie. They rent that at the video store. Not. Adam Sandler movie?
Which one?
Happy Meeting.
It's Happy.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy
Madison.
Yeah. Happy. Yeah, all right. Take it easy, dude. Talk
Happy
to you later.
Medium.
What's that golf movie with Adam Sandler?
It's a golf
Happy
movie.
Medium? It's was a golf he all medium
with,
at golf?
With Patricia Arquette. It's a golf movie with her. She's in a show called Medium.
Dude, little, oh, really?
I'll
it's
watch,
just called Medium.
I'll watch Murray on tour, and yeah, like just like you said, like he's like kind of shy at first, and then he starts drinking, then he opens up, and he's funny guy.
Terrible game.
And then the girls are like, oh, okay, this guy's
then he'll
cool.
fall asleep in the yeah. wrong bunk and then shit himself.
call in if you've had any awful experiences with Murray's terrible game on the road yeah. with CKY.
Dude, I've seen you have so many girls in the bag, and then you just keep drinking, and then you're just like, fuck.
The only dudes who are allowed to fuck girls on the road are the crew, and they can't get fucking laid for shit. It's so because
that's all we have anymore, Murray.
You know why? Story. Because Hannah's on the road. Yeah. And
he's worked it out. Like he hangs out with Murray, and it makes him look great, too.
If you looked at Hannah's MySpace... The first thing that it says on Hannah's MySpace, hobbies, food.
Oh, he's trying to break
food.
And farting.
Delete that shit. Everybody likes food. The girls don't need to know about that. If you're trying to, like, get a girl from MySpace, the last thing they want to know that your hobby is eating. Food.
Hannah wants a girl who can fart with him, dude. That's bottom line. That's the bottom line. How many girlfriends has he had to fart together?
That's how he
that's
measures
what they
girls.
Do. That's his relationship. If he's he can like, find a girl to fart with, that's fucking perfect. That's
my girlfriend doesn't fart in front of me. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Hannah was I took Hannah to the club one time, and he was posted up in the corner, just like eyeing up all the girls, shaking their ass. He's like, "God damn, man, I need to get some fucking asshole tonight." Like, asshole! If you ever said that near a girl, she'd run to the hills, dude. Like, it's like, yeah, dude, I'm gonna get some fucking ass tonight, man. I'm really trying. Like, that sounds cool. Yeah, I need to get some fucking asshole, man. Seriously.
It's so disgusting.
Murray, didn't you meet a girl from Wisconsin at a CKY show who you say isn't coming to meet CKY? She's coming to Wisconsin
she's
to see you.
To meet me. She wants
why?
Me,
what does she like
she
about
wants
you?
Me to fucking come on her face and her asshole.
Well, and then what? Take you over to BAM?
No, she doesn't. I don't think she gives a
you don't think. That's the bottom line.
No.
Shut it off.
I don't think.
Just shut it off. Shut the valve. It's shut. Hey, BAM, what's up?
She told me what's up. It's on her face.
I
got the keyboard.
I told you last week that I would play a song that Jimmy Pop remixed called Come Gay Boy.
Oh,
please.
I actually
find
like
it at the
this
time.
Song. And I'm not gay, but Dave Navarro, the gay me, would like it at the club.
Dude, gay Chad Ginsburg, a.k.a. Dave Navarro.
It's pretty embarrassing.
If you went to Woody's...
He would love this song, Come Gay Boy.
If you went to the gay bar in Philly, dude, it should be playing
I
right
mean, this
now.
Song's okay, but I'm surprised how much G really loves it. Like, G won't stop. Like,
his eyes were lighting up last week when he played.
You can't help but to like it, and you could totally see people at the gay bar just dancing their ass off to this shit.
There's a line in it that says... All sins forgiven.
All sins forgiven.
Now, if
come
you say that at a gay club, like, shit's breaking loose. Like, that's when, like, shit happens.
Picture
like, all
being
sins
at
forgiven.
Gay bar and
fuck yeah, I'm fucking
yeah.
good.
All right, you're gay as hell at a gay bar, and everybody's
gay
dancing, being wasted. It's like,
ever,
all sins forgiven. You're right. All sins forgiven. Let's fucking 69 asses.
Yeah,
bro.
Right.
This is the remix that Jimmy Pop did. The actual guy who did its name is Tom Kraft, but Jimmy Pop remixed it. This is Come Gay Boy on Radio BAM, and I'm proud to say it.
Jimmy
Here's
Pop.
Goody. Thank you.
Come gay boy. The distress signal is the loosened tie. Come gay boy. There's no surrender despite hand over fist. Come gay boy. A pistol whip reminds the clock down. This is broadsword. Signal is the loosened tie. Come and get me, boy. There's no surrender despite hand over fist. Come and get me, boy. A pistol whip reminds the clock down. This is broad.
forgiven.
Come and Danny boy.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, get that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 faction. Wow.
That was Calling Danny Boy by Tom Craft, a.k.a. Come
I feel penetrated in my butt just from listening to that.
Are you gay if you listen to gay techno?
If you're on E at the time, probably.
Yeah, like, if you piss on another dick, does that make you gay?
Yeah, it makes you fucking gay.
Yeah, but you don't have a hard on while doing it.
Who cares?
What does that mean? What are you
it
doing?
It depends on how close the dick is to the other dick.
When's that happen?
Dude,
why are you in the situation?
When Novak broke both of his feet because I
you
made
pissed
him,
on his dick.
No. I had to wipe his fucking ass because he couldn't.
Whether I had to or didn't, I ain't a fucking
feet,
nurse. Go
so
get a fucking
like
nurse
this,
and go back and wipe your own ass.
Yeah, but it was the day before the wedding, what? So he had to stay in my room. He's like,
you're
yeah,
a good friend.
I gotta take it, make a nice shit. Well, I'm the one who told him to do the thing. I was like, dude, me and Tony Hawk did it second try. You got it, dude. He's like, it was a skate gap that was like 15 feet big, and he was like 3 feet shy and broke both of his
feet.
When do we get to see that? And it's on tomorrow night, the actual wedding episode, 9:30 tomorrow.
No, I don't think the wedding's on tomorrow because they left off on the second episode of the bachelor party, I think.
Well, I'm pretty sure Novak breaks his feet tomorrow at 9:30. Either way,
tomorrow's
it's a new
not the hour premiere, is it?
I think it is. Yeah.
You can check.
I'll double check, but
check your local listings.
He breaks both of his fucking feet, and you could see I saw a rough cut, and I'm just like, strap on your little mini Tic Tac dick and fucking barge it, you know? He's like, yeah, but I don't have my regular board. I want to wait for mine. I'm like, just use mine. I'm like, what's the worst that can happen? He's like, free pain pills from the hospital. I'm like, exactly. Now go. And then he went and actually broke both of his feet.
That's insane.
So I felt terrible about it that he has to fucking be in a wheelchair.
So then your wife.
Because he can't even have crutches. So he's like, yeah. I gotta take a shit, wipe my ass, faggot. I'm like, fine.
Hey, yeah, well. You know, yeah, like you redeemed yourself.
Jazz, dude, I don't know. I mean, I'd probably just send you home if you were telling me to wipe your ass on the road or some shit. Like, I would say, like, yo, Darren, Jazz has to go home.
Yeah, but
I am not wiping
his
ass. Are you?
It's different, though.
I don't think I'd want you to wipe my ass.
Would you want Darren to?
With Novak, it's just different. Like, he threw his morals out the window, and he's already, like, got his dick sucked
dude,
for
honestly,
$10 of
like,
heroin. You know, like, I just take it as a great
joke. I saw him
joke.
Drink a cup of your piss at your at your bachelor party.
How much toilet paper
did like, you pissed in a cup right on the street in front of fucking paparazzi, and that's probably why I did it, but he drank the fucking piss, dude. Like, I'd fucking kill myself.
Shit,
I'll
suck Brad Pitt's dick right now just to get in the tabloids.
Jesus, I would fucking shoot myself if I had to drink your piss to feel good about this. Oh, God.
He doesn't care, dude.
There's something to be said about that. He really doesn't give a fuck.
Well, this celebrity shit, there's probably a lot of fucking people out there who want to drink your fucking piss,
man. Can you get sick from drinking piss, even if it's your own?
Even if it's your own? What is that?
It's
Groundhog
Day. Kingpin.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's Groundhog Day.
Can you get sick from drinking your piss?
Fam, you should remake Groundhog Day someday.
I know, I want to.
Yeah, that'd be right. Ground
there's so
right,
many,
the remake.
There's so many kids that just haven't seen the
movie. You love
that
fucking movie. That's why you got married on Groundhog Day, right?
Yeah.
That movie's
plus,
great.
Plus, I realized that...
you don't have to buy gifts on that holiday. That's
no. Groundhog Day...
No responsibility.
I like Groundhog Day, but the Arbor whole month Day of rolls. February is the only time of the year when I'm officially like... What the hell am I going to do? I'm bored. You know, like, it's just cold in Pennsylvania. You can't really skate too much because it's freezing. You can't really film too much because it looks like shit because it's always, like, dirty snow on the side of the road. So I'm just like, either I need to fly to Barcelona and go skating or I'm just going to do nothing for one whole month.
Remember when we went to that Groundhog
Festival? So I'm like,
festival?
I might as well plan a fucking wedding.
Yeah, you're all obsessed with fucking groundhogs and Groundhog Day. CKY recorded Volume 1 at the Groundhog
the
Studio.
The Groundhog Studio.
Oh, yeah, we did. The Groundhog.
And there was tons of them all
me,
over the
me,
place.
Me, Bam, and a bunch
is
of people
why?
Went to Punxsutawney for that actual Groundhog thing, like,
oh,
in the movie.
The
we festival? Went there, yeah. It
but
sucked.
You know what? I'm so bad with dates, now I'll know... Every fucking time when my anniversary is, it's Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
You know, I'm so bad with olives.
One second or two.
Five, ten, olives, dates. Come on, dude.
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, shit.
All right, I think it's time to go because, yeah, it is time to go.
Let me guess what you're going to play.
Oh, no, we're... You already know what the fuck I'm going
to
play.
Why would I know what you're going to play? I know in my
we're
heart
going over to Howard
play.
101 right now to go play some CKY
we're
songs,
going over Pharrell.
I play CKY during the bumpers.
It's pretty cool, though. Yeah, so we should go.
So we're
going to
play
Pharrell
some CKY.
Pharrell talks like Steve-O.
Howard 101.
Yeah.
So this is him pretending. I haven't heard this in a while, and I feel like hearing it. So shut up, Chad.
You play this shit so much.
I haven't played him in probably the past 8 episodes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. What about the sweet sounds of CKY?
We're going on 101 Howard to play it.
All right, after Radio Bam, switch to 101. Go.
Don't
all
do right. that. You just told the faction people to fuck off right
listen
just
to this hymn song.
Ben Darvis just is like...
We still have to go like, take a piss guys. Break and shit, so you got 15 minutes to chill.
Both, you're right.
So, yeah, let's hear some hymn. Radio Bam.
Later.
Love is a flame that can be tamed, and though we are its willing prey, my darling, we are not the ones to blame. Snow, the glorious art of staining shows, my darling. We are not the ones to blame. The more we have, the more we want, and the more it hurts our hearts, my baby. It always ends up in tears. So keep on pretending.
Eastern 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.